All right. Good morning, everyone. I'll be doing the kids' message today. So if any of the kids and want to come up here to the front, it's a little scary, I know. But if they want to come up front, we'd love to have them because they're super knowledgeable on this, and I'm ready to talk to them about it. Welcome. Yes. Birdie's been studying this for 6 years now, and I'm ready to ask her all these questions. Okay. Okay, so today we're going to talk about despising the birthright, and kind of good topic. Do you guys remember what we talked about last week? Vaguely? Okay, good. So I got two questions. If you remember what happened last week, what did Isaac do when his wife was unable to have children? It was the first thing they did. Anything, Lincoln? You got it? Yes, he prayed to God. Perfect, I love it. So he prayed to God, asking the Lord to keep his promise. In which we should all do in the last times and all time, just to pray to God and trust in him, right? Good example there. Y'all look really tired. What'd y'all do last night? Partied. Oh my gosh. Terrible. You ate crawdads. I know, Phil cooked like 200 pounds of them yesterday, and he's like, hey, you gotta come back and eat another 20 pounds before you go to bed. So that's probably what y'all ate for dinner tonight, right? No? Oh man. Terrible. We have some in the fridge for y'all, it's okay. They're still alive, I think. No, but okay. Next question is, what were the names of the two sons God gave Isaac and Rebekah? Yes. Jacob and Esau. Yes, correct. And so now, with you starting that, we're going to go into a very popular, known scripture. So if anyone wants to turn to Genesis 25, 29 through 34, and I'll read it here, we're going to talk about Jacob and Esau, okay? So, when Jacob had cooked a stew one day, Esau came in from the field, and he was exhausted. And Esau said to Jacob, please let me have a mouthful of that red stuff there, for I am exhausted. Therefore, he was called Edom by name. But Jacob said, first, you need to sell me your birthright. And Esau said, look, I am about to die. So of what use then is the birthright to me? It's like, what do I need a birthright for? I'm hungry. And Jacob said, first, swear to me. And he swore an oath to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil stew. And he ate and drank and got up and went on his way. And so Esau despised his birthright. Kind of an interesting passage there, okay? Basically, he was hungry and he wanted food. And Jacob said, hey, you sell me your birthright, I will give you some soup. And he's like, sure, why not? I don't really need it. I'm about to die. Bam, he got some soup. And his birthright was sold off to Jacob through the oath. So with that said, I'm going to ask you a couple questions and we'll go into more of it. So what did Esau ask Jacob for? Yes. Esau asked Jacob. I know. So what did Esau, he comes in, what did he ask him for? Yes, bowl of soup. What a funny thing to say, right? He asked for a bowl of stew, and Esau was very hungry after a tiring day of work in the fields. You know, you come home, you're working outside all day, you're just hungry, you're tired, you know, sometimes you don't think straight, and you're just like, I just need some food. Like, real bad. Now, with that said, what did Jacob make Esau swear to do? So, Jacob talking to Esau, what do you make him swear to do? Yes, in exchange for what? Bowl of soup. Let's read that again. To give up his birthright in exchange for some soup. That sounds kind of, does that sound fair?
No.
No, it does not. The birthright was given to the firstborn, you know, in the times, the firstborn son, which Esau was. But it could be sold, and Jacob was demanding that Esau would sell it to him, okay? So now, he asked that and told him to swear, but how did Esau respond to it? What did he do? Did he say yes to it? Did he say no? Did he agree? Did he sell it off? He agreed. You think, Evelyn? Do you think he agreed? Oh, good. Okay, yeah, that's what happened. To give up his birthright in exchange for some soup, the birthright was given to the firstborn, but it could be sold, right? But then how did he respond? He responded by saying he swore to Jacob and sold his birthright. Okay, pretty cold cut. In this moment, check this out, Esau wanted a bowl of soup more than the promises of God. Ow. Because he said, what did he say in the scripture? Esau despised his birthright. So he's like, I despise my birthright and the promise God gave me. I'm going to sell it off for a bowl of soup because I'm hungry right now. And he did. So, main idea I want to give to you guys and everyone listening today, through Isaac's sons were hopelessly sinful. Both of them, hopelessly sinful, God's saving purposes would continue to unfold through them. Okay, so let's touch back a little bit. It was an ordinary day, kind of put in your mind, and Esau was doing what he did best. He was hunting in the fields, right? Esau hunted in the fields. Jacob, what he did best was cooking from home. Okay, stay awake now, I got you. But what happened on this ordinary day would change the course of history. And so when Esau stepped into his family's tent, right, he was overtaken by a delicious smell of his brother's lentil soup. You ever just walk in your house one day and you smell something really good, like your mom made something, you've just been hungry, and it just smells like phenomenal, like homemade lasagna or just something, I don't know, whatever you guys have at home, your mom makes you, right? And you just know, like, this is the meal, this is the day. You ever had that? It did, today. See, I come home and we get Stouffer's lasagna. Oh, man. That was the jam, right? So Esau's stomach was growling. So a lot of things were going on. He was just hungry, right? When you're hungry, you kind of make some weird decisions sometimes. So he was incredibly hungry. His stomach was growling and hungry. And he would have given anything for a bowl of soup, okay? Now, literally anything, which we've seen what he's done. So Jacob... Here's the other part. Now let's look back at what Jacob was doing. So remember, he's used to cooking. So what Jacob should have done, he should have gladly invited his brother to pull up a chair, okay, and enjoy a hot meal. Your brother comes in, right, and you're like, hey, you know what? I think you look hungry. Let me pull up a chair for you, and let's sit down and eat some soup, right? Sounds pretty good, brotherly love, you know. But he didn't do that, did he? Do you know what he did? He asked for his birthright. Do you think that was wrong, like to trick him like that? Yeah, he took advantage of it. Ooh, how was that? So, but instead he bargained with Esau, and he said, I will give you a bowl of soup if you give me your birthright. So, that's pretty, I'm still always perplexed to hear that. You give me a bowl of soup, and I will sell you my birthright, you know, that kind of thing. So Esau, as the firstborn son, naturally possessed the birthright. He was firstborn, he was given that privilege, okay? This meant when his father died, Esau would be the spiritual leader of his family, received the largest share of the inheritance, right? The inheritance of when Isaac would pass away, and be the one whom God's promises would be upon. Okay, he's already set that way. The birthright was a really big deal, but Esau valued a bowl of soup more than his birthright, and he gave up spiritual blessing for earthly satisfaction. Let me read that in. He gave up his spiritual blessing for earthly satisfaction. It's a hard hitter. That's hard to hear. So, when you look at it in that perspective, it's kind of a dark scene, because this was the family whom God had determined to bless the world, okay? So Esau despised God's blessing. Jacob tricked in order to obtain God's blessing. So he tricked them. Both were hopelessly sinful in that sense. Like their grandfather and father, Jacob and Esau were helpless sinners. But even in their sin, we like the buts in the Bible, but even in their sin, God was working out his saving purposes, okay? No matter what they decided to do, God's will was still going to be done. His promises were still going to be done. Okay? Now, the Savior promised to Abraham, which was Christ, that he would come through Jacob, right? Not Esau. So now you look back, it says it's going to come through Jacob, right? But Esau is the firstborn. So how's that going to work out? Well, even through them tricking each other and taking advantage and selling birthright, God still had his promises done. Still is going to be done. Nothing can stop God's promises. You can't break those either. So don't try it. Now, with that said, the older would indeed serve the younger. And God's plan would come to pass in spite of their sin. So praise God that his promises still stand strong against what we make in our decisions. So with all that said, I know you guys are super tired and active and excited. I love it. How did both Jacob and Esau sin in this story? Yes. You got it? Maybe? Yes. Sold away their birthright. For what? A bowl of soup. Okay. So Esau did that. What did Jacob do? Yes. Yes. He tricked his brother for his birthright and took advantage of him. Instead of just saying, hey, let's sit down and have a meal as a family, I'm just going to trick you and take your birthright. So good. Yeah. Jacob tricked Esau. Okay. Rather than serving his brother, he took advantage of him. So Jacob was selfish. But Esau despised his birthright. Rather than treasuring God's blessing, he sold it for a bowl of soup, which is said in Hebrews 12, 16 through 17. Quoted again. So Esau was earthly minded, more of the soup than God's blessings. Can we be the same way? Yes, we sure can. Treasuring the things of this earth more than the blessings of God. You know, I could be like, I would rather pursue God's word and study it, but you know what? I'd rather go to Starbucks and get a coffee right now, which I've done many times. So that's a sin of mine. So there's that. So can we do that? Absolutely. But here we are. We can be the same, treasuring the things of this earth more than the blessings of God. Blessings God offers up in the gospel. Okay. Next question I have for you. I have two more. You're almost done. How was God working out his purposes through the sin of Jacob and Esau? So with that sin they both were doing to each other, how did God work out his purpose? You guys remember? Lincoln, do you know? Okay. Good answer. He's lost. He looks tired. So God had told their father, okay, that Esau would serve Jacob. So he already told him, right? Remember, he told that he would serve Jacob, but Esau was the firstborn. So if Esau's the firstborn, what does he get? He gets the birthright, the inheritance, becoming the spiritual leader when he passes away. So he was already planned for that. But God told Isaac that Jacob was going to be that. And then you're like, whoa, how's this going to happen, right? And it says that in Genesis 25:23, okay? Though the blessing naturally went to Esau, God had chosen to give it to Jacob. Through Jacob's deception and Esau's foolish decisions, God's purpose began to unfold. And so we see the birthright and the blessing went to the younger son, okay? And it was through Jacob's family that Jesus would come through. Yes?
Couldn't the one who wanted a bowl of soup just get his own bowl of soup?
He could have, huh? I'm not sure. I have to go back in scripture and see why he didn't do that, but that could have happened. That's good. She knows a lot. She studied this for 6 years, though. That's a good question. All right. So how is Jesus different from Jacob and Esau? So now we're looking at what our standard is with Christ. So you have Jesus here and Jacob and Esau. How different? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they are like earthly minded, right? They have their own priorities. But so what's the difference between Jacob and Esau and Christ? Did Christ ever sin? No. Did Jacob and Esau sin? Yes. There's a big difference right there. Good though. Good. I like the response. Yes, he is without sin. So rather than selfishly taking advantage of people like Jacob, and Jesus did the opposite, right? He served and laid down his life, okay, so that others could know God's blessing. Rather than despising God, God's promises, like Esau did, Jesus gave up everything to obtain them. So you see the two different extremes. Christ was centered on God. Jacob and Esau were centered on themselves. So that's all I have for you today. Kind of a popular lesson today. I just want to make sure you guys understood that difference between the two. Though, like, as we are helpless sinners, we need Christ every day. We strive for him to trust in him to get through our daily lives. Does it sound good? Wonderful. Let's go into prayer. And today, I have a little prayer I want to say. Let's pray today that unlike Esau, every member of your family, everyone here too, would treasure the eternal blessing of the gospel above the fleeting pleasures of this earth. What a beautiful way to pray. So let's go into a quick prayer and we'll go into worship. Father, we just come before you once again to praise you, to glorify you for this time of worship. We love learning the scriptures and understanding the stories in there that you have and the lessons for us, that we see that we are helpless sinners and we fall short, and that we need you and your righteousness. We need you and your glory and grace, Lord. And we're so grateful for that, that you always provide, your promises stand strong and no one can break those. And you know everything past, present, and future, and we can trust in you fully. We love you and praise you, and it's in your name we pray, amen.
Good job, crew.